Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to R Systems Q3 FY 2017 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I'm now glad to hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Gaurav, AVP Finance and Accounts. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ali. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all participants to quarter three 2017 earnings conference call. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Rekha Singh, Managing Director, Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Abhiraj Jain, Director and CTO, and Mr. Nand Sadana, CFO. We'll start the call with opening remarks on performance of the company by Mr. Rekha, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nand and business overview by Mr. Abhiraj, and a closing statement by Mr. Rekha. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Now, I am going to first read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now, I am handing over to Mr. Rekha for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning to everybody, and I thank you for being a part of this investor call for our third quarter 2017. First of all, I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. R Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 15 development and service centers worldwide. R Systems now delivers digital transformation services with innovation and creativity for businesses in various industries: telecom and digital media, healthcare, finance, manufacturing, supply chain, retail, and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster-pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating, and transforming. It is this value-centric philosophy that helps us win new customers across the world. During quarter 3 2017, we have reported revenues of rupees 145 crores. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 11 crores, which is 8%. Profit after tax was rupees 6.4 crores. Our quarterly revenue declined by 2%. The quarterly revenue was mainly impacted by lesser number of days during the quarter. Although the margins have improved against quarter two, but remain subdued due to rupee appreciation and our investments in digital and sales activities. We served $22 million plus customers during the quarter and reported 6 key wins. Our product engineering offerings equipped with requisite digital technologies continue to drive new opportunities. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical with a share of 28% of our revenues. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 297 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 152 crores to invest in our future growth. I will now hand over to Nand Sardana, our CFO, to provide you a detailed financial analysis. Nand.
Thank you, Mr. Vicky. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter three. I'll first give my comment on the financial performance, which will be followed by Avira's comment on the operation, and then finance amigos by Mr. Reki, and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 144.89 crores or $22.53 million. Quarter-on-quarter decrease of 2%. Revenue is decreased mainly on account of two lesser days as offset by rupee depreciation, mainly in euro. Getting down to gross margin, it was 29.87% in this quarter compared to 30.61% in last quarter, a reduction of 74 basis points. Reduction was mainly due to impact of lower billable days, 1.06%. However, it was partially offset by depreciation of rupee primarily against euro and decrease in other cost of goods sold. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses decreased quarter on quarter by rupees 7.58 crores. It was rupees 31.96 crores in quarter three as compared to rupees 39.54 crores in last quarter. The decrease is mainly due to partial reversal of AR provision, which was conservatively provided in last quarter, subsequent to their realization. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 11.32 crores or $1.75 million compared to rupees 5.74 crores or $890,000 last quarter. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 7.81% in this quarter compared to 3.88% in last quarter. Q3 margin improved as against Q2 but remains muted due to strengthening of the INR and investment in new technologies and sales activities. We are focusing to further improve utilization, increase sales volume, and continue to take conservative hedges to protect our margins. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 3 crores compared to Rs. 3.04 crores last quarter. Interest expense is Rs. 5.3 lakhs in this quarter compared to Rs. 6.5 lakhs last quarter. Other income in this quarter was Rs. 1.49 crores compared to Rs. 3.13 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gain or losses. Interest income for the quarter was rupees 1.36 crore, which is rupees 7 lakh more compared to last quarter due to increase in corpus of funds. The exchange loss during this quarter is rupees 16 lakh compared to exchange gain of rupees 96 lakh last quarter. This is due to reversal of mark-to-market gain earlier booked in previous quarters on account of appreciation of rupee in this quarter. As of September 30, we have total forward cover of $12 million with average rate of 67.86 and euro cover of 3.2 million with average rate of 76.92. These have already been marked to market at closing rate of 30th September 2017. Our tax expense was rupees 3.32 crore in this quarter as against 1.10 crore last quarter. Net profit after tax was rupees 6.43 crore or $1 million compared to rupees 4.66 crore or $720,000 last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is 52 paisa compared to 38 paisa last quarter. Getting down to the fact side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of September 17 was rupees 101.93 crore compared to rupees 103.6 crore at the end of June 2017. The receivable in terms of DSO were 49 days as at September 17 compared to 48 days as at June 17. Cash and bank balance were Rs. 152 crores compared to Rs. 135 crores at the end of last quarter. We have been constantly generating cash from the business, which is reflecting in higher cash balances. Our system shareholder fund were Rs. 297 crores at the end of September compared to 286 crore at the end of last quarter. Now with that, let me hand over to Avira for review of operations.
Thank you, Namji. Thanks, everybody. Let me move the phone, I think, a little away. Thank you. Thanks, Nandi. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. Would like to give you a brief flavor of our global operation and our customers that we are engaged with. As Mr. Ricky mentioned, that we continue to have our focus on verticals like telecom, banking, healthcare, manufacturing, logistics, retail and e-commerce, and also do government projects for U.S. government in U.S. So we also participate in various industry forum and events. We are further strengthening our offerings in analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud. We have also, you know, begin to start creating our offering in RPA, robotic process automation. We are working on those times and key partnership and showing that skills to a lot of existing clients. We see a good traction in RPA, and we are working, you know, at an advantage in this area. Many of our clients are showing, you know, good potential in some of the offerings that we have. In mobility, analytics, and cloud, we have very advanced skills now, and our manpower is ready to take on any work. In terms of new clients, we have added 6 key customers in this quarter with some good potential. One of our customers is a UK-based company that design and manufacturing household appliances, has engaged us to do interaction analytics. This is one of the good analytics wins for this quarter that we have got. And we're doing all the, you know, predictive future events, prescribing effective remedies and monitoring results of its U.S. operation using our proprietary framework that we have developed. Another client is a U.S.-based company that is improving learning methodology for its school and providing a security solution to U.S. school up to K-12. Another one is an emerging USA provider in testing healthcare platform to connect different players in healthcare ecosystem. And they have engaged us as application enablement company to give access and promotion to redeem their reward. They have a reward system for using their application. Another win is for ECNet Singapore, one of the leading logistic and supply chain companies in Singapore has mandated ECNet to implement in 4 cloud suites, industrial ERP, to integrate in various business processes to deliver financial visibility and operation excellence. A win for IBIS, or another subsidiary in Singapore, a Japanese company manufacturing and distributing oil seeds and related products, has engaged IBIS to implement Microsoft Dynamic ERP to automate and integrate its operation in Indonesia and Singapore. In terms of headcount, from 2018 to we are about 2011, a decline of 7, not you know, very big decline. Utilization is increased from 75.6 to 75.7. By geography, US contribute 55, Europe 22, Southeast Asia 19, and rest of the world 4.9. On client concentration, top 10 client is 45%, with the largest client is about 6.3. With that, I hand over to Mr. Ricky for his closing comments. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Aviraj. Let me sum up. Our performance for the last 9 months was impacted by rupee appreciation, delayed decision-making for traditional IT businesses, and investments in digital and sales activities. We maintain strong cash balances to fuel the growth engine. Business environment is encouraging for digital technologies. Our investments in digital and sales activities are gaining traction, but it will take a quarter or two to give visible results. Our continued focus for 2017 is to partner with clients in building robust and agile digital ecosystems. We continue to strengthen our competencies around analytics, cloud, mobility, and IoT around our focused verticals. This brings us to the end of our presentation today. I will hand you back to the organizers for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Mohan Swamy, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to understand, when we announced the meeting for results, we did mention dividend as one of the items in the agenda, and subsequently it was kind of not declared. Now, what was the sudden last minute change which forced us to do that?
Mr. Swamy, we are a company where corporate governance is very high. There was a thought about the dividend. The matter was discussed at the board meeting, and at that time it was decided to kind of not consider at this moment and reserve it for some other time. So, I think maybe some other time we will consider that an appropriate time.
Yeah, but I mean, you all did do a buyback around this time last year, and that seems to be a fairly effective way, tax-efficient way to return cash to the stakeholders. So, why shouldn't we consider that path consistently rather than looking at a more inefficient way of returning capital?
Agreed. In fact, this was the point which was discussed, that buyback is a better option. But you see, buyback has its own implication, you know. So at an appropriate time, I think the board will evaluate which is the better reward for the shareholder and best for the company, and will definitely consider that.
Sure. And the second aspect is on our growth strategy, because we've been kind of around these levels of dollar revenues now for many years now. So what is it that we lack? I mean, is it marketing? Is it the right kind of product offering or the geographies? I mean, when do you think we can get our act together in that sense?
Very good question, Mr. Swamy. If you see, in dollar term, we have done 22.5 million in this quarter. The dollar revenue is 400,000 less compared to last quarter. But if you compare it with last year, it is actually $1 million more compared to the same quarter last year. So we have grown compared to last year. You see, this quarter, there were two lesser number of days.
Okay.
You see, a lot of our business come from OPD business. So this has mainly impacted us. Having said that, you know, some order gets postponed, you know, I mean, quarterly is too small a period to kind of, but you see, at 22.5 million run rate also, we are at a 90 million kind of, you know, yearly run rate.
Sure.
So we have grown, I mean, but the percentage is not that low, but I agree with you. But we are continuing to invest in our NEO technology. We have said that in last investor call also, that has started yielding results. We are now getting a lot of business in newer technologies, which is more valuable and more sticky. We continue to invest in sales and marketing. If you go to our website, you will see that you can feel that there is a change in the way we are positioning, and rightly so. And also, we are very actively looking at some inorganic growth as well, but you know, we want to be wise and want to look for an appropriate opportunity. So all these points, management is constantly, I can promise you that without tiring effort, we are continuing to pursue all these strategies. But you know, it takes time, and we are a conservative company.
Sure.
So we are on, and rest assured. But whatever time it takes, it will take.
Yeah. And lastly, any update on those three or four accounts where we had made some provisions in the last quarter? Have we been able to recover, and when will we reverse those provisions?
Yes, Mr. Swamy, I remember you asked this question last time also. We have recovered in the last quarter. We provided close to, I think, 700,000 or 800,000. Out of that, close to 350,000 is recovered in this quarter itself, and I'm pretty sure between 300 to 400 will be recovered in this Q4 also. So the provision was made at that time, because at that time there was a doubt. Auditor suggested as conservatively to provide the respected the auditor's judgment. And as I said, 300 to 350 is written back in this quarter. I am quite hopeful a similar amount might be written back in Q4 also. Again, something will be left maybe in Q1. But as of now, I think so we are continuously trying our best to recover whatever we have provided, and to some extent we are successful as well.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Bhavuk Tripathi, private investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I wanted to figure out that did you mention, Nandi mentioned something that you recovered some money this quarter, right? That is what I think you mentioned the previous. So is that in other income?
Bhavuk, most of it would be in other income. To some extent, it may be in revenue. See, I tell you what happened. I mean, I'm just an accounting thing, but I'll just like to explain in very simplistic way. Supposing, like something was provided in quarter two. Supposing the billing relates to quarter two only, then it is not put in revenue. But supposing the billing was done in quarter one, then it will come in provisions. So when in Q3, I recognize that if the money relates to the previous period where it is not booked as a revenue, then it will be other income. Actually, it's not other income, it will be an SG&A, but of course, part of EBITDA only. But if it is not booked at that time, that will come in revenue. So you can, from a simplistic point of view, assume that maybe 150,000 in revenue and 150,000 in the SG&A reduction. I mean, that's very simplistic expression, though exact number I may not have right now.
So, what I'm saying is that how much of that anyway, because then if you have stayed, put some of it in EBITDA, then the EBITDA may be overstated for the quarter by that much, right? Then that will not be the operational EBITDA.
Bhavuk, if you notice, this quarter we have a 8% EBITDA. Last quarter we have a close to 4% EBITDA. And I think, as I said, we have recovered close to 400,000 of money in this quarter. So what has happened, last quarter you provided, this quarter you recovered. Maybe, I agree with you, maybe 1.5 to 2% impact is because of that reduction. So it evens out actually. If you see, last quarter...
Then the fact is that you're at 6%. You know, 4 plus 8 you divide by 2.
You are intelligent. You got it. That is right.
So rather than being so averaging 6%, which is... So what's happened? Let's say 5 years ago also, 6 years ago, when the dollar was at 39 or 40, I mean, in 2008. At that time also, you were having EBITDA margins of around 10, 11%. So what has gone wrong between then and now that at 60 rupee dollar or 64 rupee dollar now that you are struggling to make, you know, these kind of margins you're struggling at?
So there are two, three things which are very important for our business. First, of course, is exchange rate. I mean, last year, as you know, it was 67 plus, and this time we are homing around 64 plus. So around 4 to 5% impact is because of rupee appreciation which has happened. So that is impacting us. Having said that, I understand that, you know, maybe 3-4 years before when it was kind of 55 or so, you see what happens is that utilization also plays a key role. What is happening is during last 2-3 quarters, we have added some new clients. A lot of investment has gone into start of new projects. We have invested heavily in, you know, new technologies, analytics, cloud. In fact, I was noticing more than $1 million we have invested this year in the newer technology. There are 20 persons team just working on that, making a framework, you know, discussing with the client. It is yielding results. I'm not saying it's not yielding results, but not in the proportion the efforts have been put in. We have this year invested a lot in sales and marketing. All these investments have been made this year. And this year we could afford also because, you see, we were coming from a 12% EBITDA background last year. I have a feeling maybe in one or two quarters, I mean, the results have started coming. We have won two, three accounts. In fact, recently we won one speech analytics account in BPO, where we do speech analytics, which is a, you know, we feel that that's a good account. So we have started, getting results. But I feel that maybe one or two quarters more it will take when we start getting the real fruit of these investments. So, I mean, till then, there will be some, depressed, but I think we are willing, we want to move to, again, 12, 13, 14% EBITDA range, and if rupee supports, then definitely soon, actually. Otherwise, now what we are doing is at 64 also, we are trying to make our business model that at 64 also, we should be able to, you know, reach to that at least 11, 12% EBITDA sooner.
Yeah. What happens is that you've got, the investments which are being made are no problem. You make it for the future, and then you can always provide for those investments as you can, even if you decide that as a, you know, it's a capitalization. You're creating, hopefully, an asset for the future. But, and that can be expressed in any of your statements that this is, so that is, obviously, you need to move towards higher margins. These are not, because the rupee can dip. If you're going to be dependent upon rupee, you don't have pricing power in your hand, then obviously it's going to be very dangerous, because if it dips to 58, then you could be making negative EBITDAs, right? So if you don't have the pricing power in your hand, then we have to move towards products that allow us to have that pricing power. So that analysis needs to be done very carefully the company, and then that does bring me back. Surprisingly, if you talk about, and I don't know what corporate governance would drive you towards trying to issue a dividend. You know, we paid a dividend a lot over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and each time you pay dividend now, it has a lot of tax implications for the company and then also for the individual or the entity that gets it in their own hands. So there's almost a 30% tax implication of dividend. So I'm surprised that the board would feel compelled to look at an option that would result in a straight 30% loss of the cash that is lying with the company to the extent that we disburse that dividend. Because we are not making great profits. I mean, if you tell me that the money was flying in hand over fist right now and we had great margins and everything was great, hunky-dory, and, we have to get rid of that cash as soon as we can. I mean, I can understand that. But in this scenario where we are struggling to maintain margins and working at 6%, I mean, that is razor-thin margin. A little movement in the dollar of even 2 rupees could wipe out that margin. I mean, so you have to be extremely careful what you do with your cash right now. And even if you're transferring it to the shareholders, you should do it in a manner that if there is a window available to us, not to waste, not to create a 30% tax liability. I'm very surprised that you even consider something. So there is, it's a no-brainer that you have one mechanism where you can give cash in the hands of the stakeholders without any tax implication, because there's that window available right now. And then there's another which causes a 30% tax liability. So I'd be hard-pressed to understand if any board would choose an option that created a 30% tax liability out of, so it's burning up 30% of your cash that you're distributing. Anyway, so about the business itself, I am really looking forward to understanding that these new investments that you're making, and if we can move up the value chain that I think I've read each time in your annual report or in your quarterly statements, that we are looking to move up the value chain, the cloud computing and consulting. And so that is very heartening that if you're doing that. And I think if you were investing that money, whatever money it is in those areas, I think the company and all the stakeholders would be very happy as long as it was well documented and there were some projections. So why don't you try and come out let's say with the company puts out a statement or a presentation for its business plan for this, that means if you have identified 5 or 6 areas of expertise that you want to exploit and which you think are your USPs, and in that, each dollar that you're investing, so let's say it calls for a budget of 4 million or 5 million or whatever it is over the next 3 years, and what impact that is going to have on revenue and on the profitability. I think all the shareholders who understand business and the growth of business would be very happy to see that vision. And I think we'll fully support you. Even if you paid no dividends for the next 5 years, but you built a model that ensured 5 years from now will be a relevant technological company, I don't think anybody, any right-thinking human being would have a problem with that. So I guess everything that you keep saying that we are building a consulting team, if you can put that down in a, and let's say you're building a, you know, company which has got expertise in, I suppose, whatever ECNet does and whatever each portion of your company does, that how do we achieve a status of becoming relevant? So, and you realize that there are at least, and I can give you at least 20 or 30 different examples of companies which are very highly valued by the customers, by shareholders and the markets, that don't pay any dividends. So technology companies are not being valued for the dividend that they pay. Their major valuation comes from how relevant what you're doing is. And can you build that robust model that ensures kind of a moat around you of competence, you know? So I would strongly urge you to come up with some sort of a plan that shows that the dollars that we are going to invest in these technologies or these verticals. And I would like to see, I mean, I'm sure you can raise capital from the right investors if you have a robust plan like that. So that is my two bit, and I hope we have a better quarter this year, this running quarter. And I look forward to 2018 being kind of a year where we move up the technology value chain and start demanding better margins and, you know, better prices. So that's my wish for the company.
Thank you, Bhavuk. It's always very good thoughts, and we will certainly take the points that you've mentioned and discuss it internally amongst ourselves.
Thank you.
And maybe Avirat can speak a little bit on the new technology, what we are doing, and can throw some light on that. That would be helpful.
Yeah, and I think, as you know, I think we have been talking for some quarters now. Analytics is the area that we have been investing for now almost 2 years. Our framework is now ready. We have some good clients that, and a lot of client, any visitor, any client, any prospect, we demo our strength and skills, they all are impressed. So we see good funnel and a lot of marketing and sales effort going on. We are participating in a lot of conferences, seminars, indeed. We are also hosting it. So to me, it appears that, you know, I think whatever investment in this area, this analytics we were to do, we have more or less done. And now I think we will start getting the result out of it. So that looks very positive. Second area, which we just picked up actually a few months back, is the robotics process automation. We are signing some good partnerships. I also see industry talking a lot about it. A lot of big companies are into it. We actually already have some good clients. We have started working on it. So these definitely are good growth areas. I see good potential. IoT is another area. We have set up a lab in Noida. We have good skills. So I think a lot of investment have gone in. A lot of interest is from prospects and clients. And I see definitely these areas will show, you know, good results soon.
Sooner
than later, I guess.
So, Avirag, I just, I don't know if I'm still able to ask the question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So, as the CTO of the company, first of all, congratulations for your elevation to the board, and I think it's a very good decision by the company. So, I congratulate the company for that. So, the you know, why don't we put out, like, if you had a wish list, okay, and if that, let's assume, because, you know, I deal with this in every company, the engineers in the company always have a wish list. You know, ye bean counters and these lalas don't allow us, otherwise we do this and we do this and we hum ye teer marte hain, wo teer marte hain. Why don't you put out a wish list of, let's say, if we invested into the following technologies and, you know, into the following kind of talent, and we built a practice around these kind of specialized areas, and what would it cost the company? And what are the potential things out of that, right? I think that would be a very powerful document for all of us as shareholders and stakeholders in the company. And at least from my side, I would fully support any move that would require a targeted investment into moving into an area, because, you know, if you're going to sink and swim with the dollar rupee movement, that is not what that arbitrage is very, you know, it's almost like gambling in a casino. So we'd rather move into a situation where people need what we are doing and are willing to pay us whatever price we demand for doing that. So I don't know if it, and with the CEO's permission and all of, if you people feel that there is something like that that can be put together and shared, I think it will be a very powerful document, and it may set aside our company from the run-of-the-mill, you know, software, OEM, your outsourced software development or any other kind of work that we do. So I would very much be interested in knowing that technical vision. Now, whether you want to make it part of your annual report in the following quarter or you want to do it separately, that would be for me very, if we can schematically put together that in this consulting, I'm repeating again at that. So, because I told somebody in another company that, why don't you put this together? Because the head of engineering had all these crazy demands and ideas. You know, we don't have the proper equipment. We don't have the proper people. We don't have this. I said, okay, let's say we had all that. Then what? Then what would happen? So I would just very much like to understand that what that budget would look like, and then what can we expect from that. So if the thing, so I don't know if that makes sense. If you guys can internally discuss this, and I'd be very curious and interested in seeing a document like that.
Thank you, Babu. I think it is a great idea. And internally, you know, the way we identify a lot of technology, I think in my talk I talked about new area, RPA, robotic process automation. We keep, you know, scouting, you know, searching the area which is emerging in the industry, keep identifying and internally discuss, put a, you know, for budgetary approval, R&D approval to Mr. Rishi, and, you know, we always get a word from him. He never say no on any of the investment in these areas. We do it internally. How do we put it up for investor and all that? I will leave it to none and, you know, Mr. Rishi to decide. But we do that internally, and new technology, we always look for what is good, what will help us. And generally, you know, there is no hold up out here on any R&D investment. I can say, you know, as a CTO of the company.
Yeah, I know. All I'm saying is if you came to me, I would be very glad if our systems board or the, you know, management came to me as an investor that we want to do a rights issue. And this is the kind of investment we are looking for, and this is why we need this investment, right? I'm just trying to suggest that if we put together a document that just talks about the opportunities and how we can invest in those opportunities, and this is the money we need for that. I mean, that's kind of what I do for a living, try to put money in the right opportunities. And I'm sure there are, you know, people all over the world who are doing that. So I would only encourage us to become a seeker of smart capital that way, and that can execute the ideas for the future. And with Ramneet and with yourself and all these people in the company, I'm sure there is no paucity of these ideas. So that is the reason I'm a shareholder in our systems. I believe that the talent is there and the ideas are there. Mr. Reiki is a stalwart and an IIT Kharagpur grad, you know, distinguished alumni. So I'm sure the team can put together a very robust model. So I'm just hoping that that is the direction we go. And so that's my strong urging for this call. But that's pretty much all I had to say. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, Babu. It's a great idea. We will, you know, discuss internally and, you know, see what needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. A reminder to participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Reiki Singh for closing comments.
I want to thank everybody for participating in this conference call, and I want to thank all of you for the wonderful thoughts and suggestions and questions that you have raised today. And with that, we come to the close of this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of R Systems, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.